Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Felice and Michael Friedson are here, ladies and gentlemen, joining us all the way from Israel, from Jerusalem. They're both outstanding journalists, international journalists, print and voice. President, CEO, Felice is of the Media Line LTD, an American news agency. American agency specializing in coverage of the Middle East, and they do it in a very honest and broad way, and we really appreciate their dedication to that kind of journalism. Felice Friedson, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to be on with you.
It's good
Jim,
to have you back.
Thanks for having us join today.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here. Hey, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Always great to be on with you.
We love having you guys on the show. So I got to start out by getting you guys to give me a report. Give us a report on whatever you know about the explosion in Beirut yesterday.
Well, it was massive. Absolutely massive. Yeah, tragically, we in America are familiar with what ammonium nitrate can do when it's put in great quantities and weaponized.
Yeah.
And the pattern Basically, for
perspective, that's how they blew up the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. That building, the truck that blew
exactly.
up there. That's one example. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, masquerades as farm chemicals or all different kinds of things. But when you have the instructions and you know what to do with it, it's a very risky business to be in. And it certainly was not the first time such an adventure went awry.
Yeah.
The way that the entire port area in Beirut operates and throughout the Middle East and all of the countries that are under the thumb of the Iranians, warehouses are places where weapons are kept, where missiles are kept, where chemicals are kept.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're doing their dirty deeds, putting these things together, the chances of an explosion are terrific.
When so
you have 2,750 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate. We don't have to imagine. We see what it can do.
Are you saying that that's how much was there? We think that's how much was there?
That's what we think was there, 2,750 tons
of
ammonium nitrate.
Well, it created like equivalent of a 3.5 earthquake. It was felt 150 miles away. It injured thousands and killed 100 or more. Felice, one of the earlier reports was that it may have been a fireworks operation, but that's really baloney,
well,
right?
Jim, if you looked at the Daily Star and you looked at things coming out of Lebanon, they're going to tell you that it was a fertilizer company. It could be used, as you know, that what we're talking about is it can be used in all kinds of agricultural means as well, but no one's going to get to the bottom of this immediately, and we obviously assume that the real story will come out, and we're going to be helping to report that story as the details unveil. You know, there's going to be horrific devastation, both not just to life here. You know, we don't know the numbers completely. Many people are still missing. The fact that the port is located, you know, by the water, I think also help, believe it or not, from it being even more massive than it is. And right now we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that were displaced, lives ruined. We don't know the environmental impact yet. Think about 9/11 and what that definitely brought on for years after. So this is far from over. This is the story of the day.
Well, there's no question
about
it. You
must also remember that Hezbollah, which is one of the Iranian terror proxies, has free reign of Lebanon. Lebanon's government is stymied if Hezbollah doesn't approve. They masquerade as a political as well as what they euphemistically call a military wing, and the world countries allow them to carry on this charade.
What should we do? Hezbollah has been a problem for a long time, Michael, and it's really horrible. For the last 40 years, at least, that beautiful country of Lebanon has been turned into a war zone. What could we do to stop Hezbollah, to rein this in?
Well, you know, one of the problems is there's been a double standard. When the Palestinians had a situation where Fatah was going to partner with Hamas being on the terror list of the State Department, the law says you can't do business with them. So many members of Congress jumped up quickly and said, you guys do that, you're not going to get a cent from us. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, a few miles up north in Lebanon, Hezbollah is very much part of everything political, mm-hmm. and the United States has never applied pressure on them to either toe the mark or be subject to the same law that applies to Hamas. So maybe a little consistency and pressure would be good.
One more point here as a business show, Jim, is the issue of the wheat. And this is a port that, you know, housed wheat.
Right.
They're saying today, too, that it's not usable. They're going to have huge food problems coming up. There's already economic instability in Lebanon, and it's something that needs to be kept an eye on, too.
Well, the U.S. State Department has put out a directive, a notice to all Americans in Beirut, that they should stay away and wear masks because there's toxic emissions from the explosion. So it's very dangerous to be around it.
To the environmental.
Right. This could become a humanitarian nightmare scenario over there, couldn't it? For the region,
humanitarian, you name the nightmare.
Forget tourism as well.
Yeah.
So
you're
talking
for
Beirut,
the region,
large
not,
city.
Not just Beirut or not just Lebanon, but for the region, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Air travel.
A quick question. Is there any way of knowing how much the billions of dollars the Obama administration gave to Iran? Is there any way to know how that money wound up contributing to what happened yesterday? Anybody tracking any of that at all?
Well, there's a lot of theories about it. I haven't encountered anybody who has the authority to give me a solid answer to it yet.
Right.
Not that there aren't people trying. And if we get something tangible, we'll certainly share it with you.
Well, one thing about it is all that money can buy a lot of ammonium nitrate, either buy it or make it. There's no question about that. Felice, I need your website, please.
TheMediaLine.org. And don't forget
TheMediaLine.org. It's an American news agency. They're outstanding. They report it right down the middle, which is what we like. And based out of Jerusalem, but as I say, an American company. We're going to be right back with Michael and Felice Friedson, and we're going to talk about some business after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.